T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There you go. Rocky Mountain High. Maybe we get a high tonight by shooting 50% or better on threes. And getting that first game. Good morning, everybody. Heat at Denver. Game one tonight, 8:30. And here we go. Been waiting for this. So once again, Heat faced the number one seed of the Western Conference. Yes, Denver was the number one team. And here we go. By the way, man, you know, we live down here, so we just kind of take it for granted. Woody, I know we talk about it, but since 2005, the Heat have been to 7 finals since 2005. 7. And by the way, a couple Eastern Conference finals in there, too, where they were real close to getting there.
Yeah, they're one of the most, if not, well, I don't know where you put them, Joe, the most consistent franchise right now in the NBA. They're probably in that conversation with the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, they're in that conversation for best franchises
State,
in
yes,
the NBA.
Yes.
But, yeah, they're right there in that conversation, man. It's pretty remarkable, especially, again, because we've not had a lot of success down here with our other
except
franchises.
Them. Their part,
yeah, Panthers are doing it right now, but that run you're talking about from 2005 on, there has not been a lot of winning down here in South Florida outside of that Heat team.
And the ironic part is, I always said phase one of this thing with Riley was Alonzo Mourning, trading for Alonzo Mourning and getting Timmy Hardaway.
Yeah, the Heat were always fun, too, growing up. Like, we all, you know.
Those were fun games, too.
I know they weren't
too.
Championship teams necessarily, but they
got
always very good. They were
some
competitive.
Some of those teams got MJ'd out, but,
and
yeah.
They got nicked out, too.
And
some
nicked
of them.
Out, yes, yeah. Too. That's good point. That's even a better point.
I mean, look, those games were still, I mean, it was awesome. Those teams were a lot of fun to watch, but I don't know, man. Jimmy Butler is going to be on the top of that Heat Mount Rushmore when this thing's all said and done, right?
Listen, with all this
talking.
Because
he's not going anywhere. He wants to finish his career here. He was pretty damn clear about that. But, Joe, I don't want to start, like, throwing him in the Dwayne Wade category here. I mean, he's definitely not there, but
the one thing
he's
does,
getting close, right?
One thing he does that we're not used to hearing, he makes guarantees. And he's not always right on his guarantees.
Yeah, he was almost 0 for 3.
He was going, we're going to get this next one. I know we're coming home. We're going on a road. We're going to get it. And hey, listen, I think it takes pressure off all the rest of those guys. I'll tell you the guy I'm really wondering what we're going to get. I feel good about Caleb Martin. He just looks like his makeup is he's going to be fine. You're going to get some good out of Gabe and Max and the guy. We just call
funny him to hear you say this, by the way. And here's the other thing.
No,
let's
no,
just
no.
Get this out of the way. The other teams that have made the NBA Finals outside of perhaps the bubble finals team were, I mean, absolutely loaded, right? The 2016 was Dwayne and Shaq.
Oh, no, but
the other teams are obviously LeBron and Dwayne right. And Chris. So, like, I mean, these are teams that are absolutely loaded. This Heat team is – well, I don't think many people would say is loaded, right, going into the playoffs. You wouldn't have made that argument.
So let me say this and finish this. So the guy that I don't know what we're going to get, and he's had some disappearing acts, is Bam. And I know the other day Barry Jackson's breaking down all the thing he does that we don't talk about. The plus minus, the hustle plays, the getting in front of a guy. And I get that Bam does a lot of good stuff. Listen, they didn't just give him a contract because Pat fell in love with Bam and realized what a good guy he was in the community, which he is. But Listen, he is a really good player. But I don't know offensively. Anybody want to try to tell me what you're going to get out of Bam, especially with this big lineup that Denver plays with? And they got three guys going to be in that starting lineup over 6'9".
Can I counter by saying I don't really care?
No.
Because I think
doesn't matter. Maybe
defensively,
you're right.
He has the matchup of the series, right? He is going to be tasked with guarding a two-time MVP.
I think,
and a guy who is putting up a monster triple-double a game here.
Aren't they going to be forced to probably have to play a couple of the other big guys on Jokic?
But who, though, Joe? I mean, who are you going to go with? Are you going with Kevin Love?
No.
That's obviously not an option. You can go with Zeller?
Yes.
I don't know that that's a great option.
I don't know. But, hey, listen, man.
But that's it. I mean, you don't have it. So Bam has to go. You know, as long as this guy's out there in the game, 40-plus minutes, Bam's going to have to guard this guy. And that is probably the biggest matchup of this entire series, whether Bam can limit this guy to an extent here, Joe. I mean, I know he's gonna get his points and all that, but you know, if he goes for 30, 13, and 10 like he's been going for, you know, in the playoffs,
there's gonna be
have
some
a tough
help
time
Woody.
winning
hey, Woody,
those games.
First of all, if you think it's gonna be 1-on-1 on Jokic,
no, no, I know it's not, but Bam will be
have
the primary.
Help.
This will be the primary assignment for Bam. So again, I'm not like
Jokic
overly
starts
concerned
dribbling,
about him scoring 20 points a game.
So he starts dribbling and starts looking around. They're gonna have somebody double him and give him a lot of different looks, a lot of things to look at. Try to cut off some passing lanes. Listen, the guy's a great passer.
Yeah, that's what you got. You got to limit his passing, too, because he's averaging over 10 assists a game. You know what else was interesting? Denver only plays 7 guys.
Yes.
So they are not very deep here, Joe. So it's that's kind of an interesting thing here. Hopefully the Heat can get a little deeper if Tyler Hero is able to make his way back, you know, midway through this series.
Well, I'm worried about one. You worry about Tyler down the road. We got to go to break here because we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Gino Demare, Miami Hurricanes baseball coach, trying to make a run. Speaking of pressure, getting ready to try to make a run through the regional, super regional, to the Omaha, to the World Series. To the Omaha. I don't know what the hell. Felt like an Omaha steak when I got done with that thing. But anyway, a little pressure. And we'll talk to Gino about his team, who's playing really well. Lost their ACC championship game to Clemson. Actually had the lead late in that game. Beat Wake Forest. Real good win. Got some confidence. And now get set to open up here against Maine tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So we'll talk to the coach about all that stuff coming up. But first, before we do any of that, we got to take a second to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. A little harder to sing it all, but man, they're doing a lot of good stuff, especially when it comes to taking care of all your plumbing and air conditioning problems. Man, they've been doing it for 35 years now. Still family owned? No, they didn't sell to somebody else that's coming in. They know the market, and they know that you have air conditioning problems every day and you have plumbing problems every day. And so what they've done is they've got some of the best in the business. I tell everybody this, trained and certified technicians, 130 trucks on the road, 7 days a week for you, licensed, experienced plumbers, 7 days a week, ready to take care of all your daily plumbing problems inside and out. And when it comes to air conditioning units, when they finally die on you, and water heaters, when they just crap out on you, we got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters ready to go in the warehouse along with all the air conditioning units you could ever, ever need. Matter of fact, number one Rheem dealer in the nation, not just that, top American Standard dealer in the nation as well. What I'm telling you, we got a lot in the warehouse, and we are ready to go. You don't have to order them. Hey, the goal every day is same-day installation. They work on. Oh, don't always get it done. I don't want anybody upset if they can't. But you know it's on order, and it's ready to go as soon as they can get to you. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing is family-owned and about great service every day. We've even got financing plans to help you out. All you have to do is call 855-PLUMBER for any kind of plumbing problem or go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, I tell you what, man, we are going through a playoff thing down here in South Florida. It's not just Panthers, and it's not just the Heat, but it starts tomorrow night. We've got an NCAA regional in baseball at Mark Light Field in Coral Gables with the Miami Hurricanes. Home and hosting the first round, Gino DeMari. The coach joins us this morning. Gino, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, listen, man, it's nice to talk to you. You're coming in on a great roll. Watching that game, hell, they had it on again yesterday, so I had a chance to watch a little bit more. Not to bring up anything bad, but you had a lead late in the ACC championship game against Clemson, who's been on fire. But you got to feel really good about this team. You beat a real good Wake Forest team, and you've won 13 of the last 16. How much does that help you getting ready for this first game against Maine tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot. I like where our team is at. Just, you know, comparing kind of to last year, it seemed like we limped into the tournament. Our team last year played probably our best baseball during the middle part of the season, and we weren't able to carry it through to the end. But I think we are playing our best baseball, and, you know, it's important. Obviously, this is the most important time of the season. This is when you want to be playing at your best, and it's something that we've talked about, you know, all year long, and trying to get better and better and better and continue to do that. And we were able to do that going into the, you know, the last weekend, the Duke series. We were able to kind of flip that series because it wasn't going so well for us, losing the first game late. In the second game, we weren't getting much going, and we were able to come back late in the game and walk them off and then put them away on Saturday, the rubber match game. And it carried over to the tournament. We played really well. We just ran out of bullets there at the end. We played 4 days in a row, and you know, it was one of those decisions we had to make as a coach and staff in terms of having our pitchers fresh and not overused going into the NCAA tournament, or we would have gone to some of our, you know, top end guys there at the end. Although Ali Torres is one of our top end guys, but you know, we probably would have made a move sooner and done it a little differently. But that's the way it goes. Proud of our guys, the way we played, though, all the way through there.
Gino, I got to tell you, I've been down here a long time, and there's so much pressure, man. When you coach baseball for the Hurricanes, that Omaha thing, we got spoiled there, as you know, and you played for some of those coaches and are aware of it. Do you live with that every day, and your guys are aware of it? Like, hey, man, we got to get to Omaha, man. The Canes not in Omaha is just – do you feel pressure that you need to get back there? It used to be you guys were pretty regular at the big VIP party there in Omaha to get back there.
Yeah. Well, I'm very aware of it because I've been a part of half of them of the 25. I've been there 12 times as a player and coach, so I kind of know it firsthand. And it's one of those things we're aware of it. We know the history of our program, no one better than I, but it's something also you can talk too much about. I don't think it's something that needs to be said every day. Our guys for the last, I don't know how many years, 30, 40 years though, at the end of every practice, they break by saying Omaha. So, I mean, it's there. Yeah. Everybody knows it. The game has changed, Joe. It's not, you know, Texas and Miami going to Omaha every single year. Nobody's doing that. That just, reality is there is nobody that's dominating in terms of going to Omaha every single year. But our program needs to be one of those top programs talked about. I'm very aware of that in terms of having the opportunity and getting there enough times to where, you know, you have a chance to win it. And that's all you can do. You got to give yourself a chance, and you can't do it unless you get there. So for us, you know, we got to get through a regional. You know, we haven't been able to do that in recent years, so we got to make sure we are focused on what's in front of us right now and don't get caught up in Omaha. You can't get to Omaha until you get through a regional, super regional. So we got to really focus. Just stay in the moment, not get too ahead of ourselves. But you're right. It's out there. We hear it. There's no doubt.
Yeah, so you get set for Maine. It's always an interesting one. I had this talk with you last year at the same time. Who do you start in the first game and how much goes into it when you're going, okay, I don't want to overlook Maine because they're obviously everybody in the tournament right now is really good around the country. So who do you go with against Maine to start tomorrow night?
Well, you know, again, going back in time, it used to be it was almost a set deal. You go with your three first game, your number one, your second game, because that's kind of the driver's seat game if you win that first and second game, being the second game. And then you throw your number two in the third game. You could throw that out the window. That's not happening as much as it used to. But with our team, just knowing our team, Joe, we don't have the one, two, three, and four starters. That's not the makeup of our team this year. We've been hit with the injury bug early in the season. So we've gone with Gage Zeal has been our guy for most of the year because we lost our number one guy for half of the year. He will be back, but it'll be limited on a pitch count because he just threw made his first start against Wake Forest last weekend in quite some time. It's kind of bullpen by committee. We'll start Gage Zeal, our Friday night guy. We'll start game one against Maine. And what we're looking to do, hopefully, is get a very good outing out of him. We'd like to save our bullpen as much as possible and have those guys ready, basically, is what we've done, and throw our bullpen by committee in the next game. So that's kind of what we're thinking. That's what we're going to do. We've already announced it. Maine's announced their starter. So hopefully Gage can give us a great outing tomorrow night.
Gino, can you ever get a feel? You've been on teams that I'm sure weren't exactly on fire going into this thing and other ones, and you look around and go, wow, finally got a really good balanced team. Can you get a feel for this team on how good you are?
Yeah, well, I think after we played Wake Forest, which was the number one team in the country, and, I mean, one of the great seasons of any team, look at their body of work throughout the season. We pretty much handled them, and they threw two of their main guys at us. We threw one of our guys that hadn't pitched in half the season, and he only threw two and a third. So we went to our bullpen right away in that game, and we handled them pretty good. And I told our guys that, if you didn't realize how good we are, have a chance to be.
Wow.
I mean, just this should show you here. But you always – you never know in our sport, Joe. It's a crazy, crazy sport. I'll tell you what I do like about our team. It's an experienced team that went through a tough situation last year in that regional, and a lot of those guys are back. And I believe a lot of those guys with that experience is going to help us in this season, certainly in this regional.
You know, and on top of that, I was going to mention that because you just talked about how good Wake Forest is and Clemson's been as hot as anybody. One thing about ACC baseball, it's really good. You got a lot of really good baseball teams, and it really seems like it helps you get ready for these regionals.
It should. I mean, just playing in that tournament and playing the teams that we played all NCAA tournament teams with NC State, Duke, and then, of course, Wake Forest being the number one overall seed. And then, of course, Clemson's a national seed as well. So that's only going to help us. Playing good competition week in, week out in our conference is only going to make us better. And so that I would hope and think that that is going to prepare us for what we have in front of us this weekend.
Gino, it's going to be fun, man. Tomorrow night, it's back. Oh, my God, I felt like you and I just had this. That was the fastest damn year I've ever seen in my life. But good luck. Start tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against Maine. Of course, Louisiana and Texas also going to play earlier in the day, a 3 p.m. game. So if you're looking to go have a couple of cold beers and watch some great baseball, it's going to be a lot of fun down in Coral Gables. So, Gino, thanks for being with us, bud. I appreciate it. It's always great talking to you after all these years.
Yeah, same here, Joe. Thank you so much.
All right, Gino Demare, Miami Hurricanes baseball coach, getting set. The old heater's coming out tomorrow, man. You're the Canes. I know there's been a lot of changes, but, man, people expect that baseball team to be good, right? I know it's not football, but you expect the old baseball team to always be a damn good one, and they've got a good team, so they're going to have a chance 40-19 on the season. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff. Eric Reed's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. He'll be part of the Bally Sports Sun postgame tonight afterwards. So if you want to follow those guys, obviously know the team a hell of a lot better than anybody nationally, as John and Ron and Eric will all be part of that and break it all down late tonight for you. And Eric's nice enough to get up with us here early this morning. So we got a lot of stuff coming up that we'll jump on. Heat at Denver, game one. My God, it's here. Can't believe it. And by the way, the other team's getting ready to take off. And that's the Florida Panthers. And they get set for a Saturday night game in Vegas. You can hear all of it right here on Sports Radio 560 WQM. Before we go to break, though, I do want to take a second to talk to you about something that's never fun to talk about. Sports-related injuries. My God, have I had a bunch of them. I think I've had more lately in tennis than I friggin' ever had playing football. But I do want to say this. It sure is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. And how funny is it, how ironic is it that the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers, who are in the finals, use Baptist Health South Florida. They trust them. Enter Miami trust them. The Miami Dolphins trust them. Their doctors are with the team daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? I don't think so. And on top of that, I want to let you know, when it comes to top sports surgeons and top specialists, they got about 35 of them now, knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement. We're talking about specialists, some of the best in the business, the one who live down here in South Florida. Now, I said it's Baptist Health South Florida. It's not just a Dade County thing. No, we got a brand new, beautiful facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Dr. Swartz and all those great doctors. We got some actually rotating Dade Broward doctors. A lot of them covering both Dade and Broward for you. So when you go up there, you can feel good that you're going to see some of the top doctors in the country for any kind of sports-related injury, man. High school, college, and obviously professional athletes from all over the country come down here to see these great doctors. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Make an appointment today. I know one goal they have: get you healthy and playing the sports you love the most as quickly as possible.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Man, I'm already not only on a caffeine high, but I'm kind of high about seeing what the hell's going to happen in game one tonight.
Well, pace yourself, Joe. We got like 13 hours till tip-off here.
Yeah, we got the countdown up here like ESPN does.
You know what
countdown
stings, by the way, when it's like 6:30 and you're finished dinner and you're like, all right, I'm ready for the game.
I know.
And you're like, oh, I got to wait like 2 hours.
By the way, it's the hardest time for me because I start dozing before 8:30 and I literally got to set myself up to get back and –
I mean, at least in the conference finals, you could turn it on at 7:30 and watch NBA on TNT. But
I knew you were going to say that.
I think those guys, by the way, I do believe those guys are going to be on NBA TV. So you won't have to watch the disaster lead-up show
on ESPN. I did see
that
Charles Barkley is going to be on that.
And then thank goodness we have local post-game from our guys down here, because, again, that stuff on ESPN is just trash. All right, let's get to some stories here, Joe.
Why'd you do that? Now that
just terrible.
Shut out on that one now.
Listen to this, Joe. Monty Williams has signed a record 6-year, $78.5 million deal to become the head coach of the Detroit Pistons.
Did they say that made him the highest paid coach in the NBA or no?
That is the largest coaching deal in NBA history.
Wow. Am I missing something? Like, did they have to give him that much to get him to take that Detroit job? I don't know.
I have no idea.
And again, I'm not one that, you know, when they got knocked out, that fired the coach, even though they got blown out in that last game. But
I mean, Detroit's terrible. Like, I don't know what
they think.
Some
good young players now, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. Cade Cunningham was dealing with the injury thing. I don't know, man.
All right, so
I just don't know how much of a difference it can make, but $78.5 million?
Hey, I always say this, Woody. They didn't put a gun to their head. They gave it to him. They wanted him. They must have thought other teams were going to grab him.
I guess,
this is our guy. And by the way, no matter what happens there, he's going to be the coach with that kind of money.
Yeah, I would think. All right, Joe, we got a big documentary coming up here. HBO is going to be making a Barry Bonds documentary. The producer, the executive producer of this thing is a guy named Ezra Edelman, who handled the OJ Made in America documentary here. So there's a bunch of people on this thing. Another 30 for 30 person is involved in this one. One of the EPs of Last Dance is on this one. So this should be pretty good here, Joe. The untitled HBO sports documentary will tell the story of Barry Bonds' baseball single season, an all-time home run king from his beginnings. He's the son of an all-star, Bobby Bonds, and godson of the iconic Willie Mays.
That's right.
All the way up to his meteoric rise in the 90s and 2000s.
It's a really, for San Francisco Giant fans, man, there a lot of them are torn out there because he put up great numbers, 762 home runs, 73 in that one season. By the way, had 73 home runs at age 36. he put up some of his best numbers at 36, 37, and 38. That's when old Balco really kicked in for him.
I just think it's funny. I don't remember anyone while that was going on, while those guys were all fighting for the, you know, the home run records. I don't remember anyone complaining then.
No, it's great for baseball.
Yeah, I just remember like watching McGuire ESPN story? And they'd flip live over to those guys at bats.
So the story goes that Bonds is sitting back like a lot of other guys going, we got to get on that same program that Sosa and McGuire on. This is ridiculous. Look at them every night. They're going, hey, we got to break in. Sosa just hit another home run 590 feet. And they go, no, hold on a second. Now McGuire has just hit one. They had me going a lot. McGuire came out for batting practice when he was with St. Louis. They had all of us up there in the upper deck for batting practice.
Yeah, he was jacking them up there.
Oh, he was jacking them. They were going out of the friggin' stadium is hitting them so far.
Everyone was enjoying it, though. Everyone's.
Yes, that's true.
How hypocritical, though.
You don't think baseball knew at that point? Like, well, we might as well. We have to clean up some point, but this has been good for business.
Didn't you know? How many guys, you covered the Marlins a lot back then when they played in that stadium. How many guys were jacking them up into that part of the stadium?
They had some dirty guys on the Marlins team. There were some dirty dogs in the first one, and there was a lot of stuff coming out. And I got to tell you something. This is how naive I am. I thought guys started lifting weights because when I was a kid, baseball players didn't lift weights. You hurt your arm, you'll get stiff. You can't be stiff in baseball. So I just thought, wow. And then I went in there and they're going, oh, you can't. Their guys are lifting weights. And I went, so I remember people going, man, these guys are getting bigger. I go, no, they lift weights now, a lot of weights before games.
Mm. That's how Perry's head tripled in size?
Now, that one I can't explain. You mean when he went from whatever size to like 245? Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's silly because everyone enjoyed it while it was happening, and then they're like afterwards.
I don't know how many
cheated.
People, like if they're all be honest, went. Because baseball players were getting, you know, bigger, but I just thought, wow, they changed their whole thing about lifting weights. They're lifting heavy weights, and they're looking
I just don't care about the whole steroid era in baseball. But you
most
know,
people
I just,
don't care.
Yeah, and it's a terrible story, by the way, when they come out of the Hall of Fame every year and we got to – go back and talk about that again.
I don't think any of those guys are ever getting in. This guy's not getting in.
They may not, but.
And by the way, on top of Barry and Roger Clemens in the same boat, people don't like them.
Yeah.
They're not nice guys.
Barry was not very nice to you, right? Now we'll move on. Unless you want to.
No, I don't want to get into it again. Yeah, so what else you have?
This seemed inevitable here, Joe. Shannon Sharpe has reached a buyout agreement with Fox Sports. He's going to leave Undisputed, which is that terrible show he's on with Skip Bayless.
That's why he's leaving.
You just can't deal with Skip Bayless anymore. They had some really nasty disputes here, starting from, remember Bayless sent out the tweet about DeMar Hamlin?
I do remember that.
Yeah, that, and then
he didn't show up to work the next day.
He was pissed.
He was afraid he was going to punch him if he showed up.
There was some Brady stuff. I mean, there's been a bunch of stuff that these guys have gotten into it over. By the way, Shannon Sharpe is currently still being sued by Brett Favre, I guess.
Is that still?
I guess.
You would think Brett Favre would have other things to worry about.
I know he dropped his other one but with McAfee, but I guess Favre's still suing some people. We can't say anything about Remember we had Florio on the other day?
Oh, God,
and he
Mike was
don't
real
say
careful.
Anything. Yeah, he
Mike
is very
was not
careful.
Ready to give up any of his money.
Shannon Sharpe, by the way, has his own podcast that does very well. So that's probably the route he's going to go here. Just take his podcast to
he's
going to
end up
either
doing
on his
something
own or
somewhere.
The highest bidder.
Yeah, he'll be back out in the game of football here pretty soon again.
Real question is, who wants to sit across from that ghoul Skip Bayless?
I don't watch him.
Could be, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there. I showed you a picture of his wife yesterday, who looks like his sister.
Why are you doing that?
No?
No, I'm not touching that. I don't do the wife
Do they
stuff.
Look like, I showed you the
I
picture.
Don't do
they
the
look
wife
like
stuff.
They could be blood relatives?
I said I'm not touching.
What if I was asking you, wife or sister, what would you guess? Like, gun to your head.
What's his wife? It's his wife. Why do you do that?
I'm just asking. Why, because she's so much taller than him? They have the same face. All right, final story here. We got an assist from one of our great texters here for this one, Joe. Air New Zealand is asking passengers to weigh in before international flights.
I'm not touching that one either.
No.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you come over here, you and your husband? You guys look to be about 700 pounds between you. We're going to have to, you're going to have to buy two extra seats.
Now, this is not how this is going to go down here.
That's what you're trying to insinuate.
No, that's not at all what I'm trying to insinuate. This is all part of they're trying to calculate the weight and balance of these planes before they take off. You know, presumably so they don't go down because
we've gotten real sensitive about weight. I'm not touching.
Here's the other thing. So it does say this, Joe. It says,
especially in radio, I'm not touching.
It says that when you jump on the scale, now everyone has to do it. You jump on the scale before the flight. It doesn't pop up with how much you weigh. It just goes right into a computer.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so it's not like you're going to jump on the thing.
Here's your luggage, 48 pounds. Now, Mr. and Ms. Johnson, come over here. Ah, damn. I was wrong. I was 40 pounds off on this one.
But this would be, like, imagine if they did this, you know, with domestic travel here. Like, you go to Vegas for a weekend, you eat like a pig at all the buffets or something, or you go to, like, Texas.
What about it? For a couple of days, you can gain a couple pounds. Whatever.
I gained more than a couple pounds, and I went to Texas. Dude, we pounded the barbecue scene out there. I mean, hard. But anyway, John, some people, you know, are sensitive about their weight.
Yeah, why'd you bring it up?
Because, someone sent this to us. I thought it was a great story. There's also going to be a separate scale for your luggage. They'll weigh your luggage and, again, figure out if the combination of the two are too heavy to they'll bring the plane down.
You're not going to stop.
All right.
No, and you're not stopping. You're not baiting me into any comments that are going to have people calling our general manager saying that guy's fat-shaming people.
Yeah. Well, they can call the other guy.
He never comes in. What else you got?
Our final one here. So on the same subject, I was perusing through our local CBS website here, and there's an article that pops up. Is it okay to recline your airplane seat? Some travel experts say no. And the article goes on, and then, like, they interviewed some flight attendants who are, like, complaining that, like, it, you know, upsets people, this and that. And it's like, shouldn't these airlines who are charging a lot for these plane tickets, like, give people like enough room to recline their seat? Like, if the seats recline, you should be allowed to recline them without asking the permission of the person sitting behind you.
So I got to tell you, I got long legs.
Yes, you do. That's why. But you don't sit.
And it goes back. Yes, I do. And it goes back. If it's a long flight, I'll ask them. Would you mind listening?
You ask?
Yeah, I said, do you mind not putting it down? I got
what if
no
they
space.
Say no?
There's nothing I can do. But
so you wouldn't do it if the person behind you is like, nah, I would prefer you didn't.
Most of the time they will go, okay. Or they look to see how tall you are. I don't put mine back.
I think it's insane to have to ask someone for that.
Okay.
The seats recline for a reason.
I understand that, Woody. But not everybody's 5'3", and you got no space.
Yeah, but that's the airlines being cheap bastards. Like, shouldn't they?
Well, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, I did a last-second flight the other day, and so I sat in the middle of the plane.
Oh, no.
And but the guy said, hey, guy my age, I go, hey, fella, do you mind? Like, man, I'm tall, and my legs hurt. Do you mind not putting that thing back for me? Would you mind? He goes, no problem. Dallas to
– Really?
Dallas to Fort Lauderdale. No problem. It was nice. It's the delivery, Woody. It's not that I'm looking to fight with you. It's that real. Do you mind, man?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, you know, I
I'm a little
my
beat
seat.
Up right now.
I want, but
okay. Well, that's why people want to punch you in the face sometimes.
Oh, it could result in a fight on the plane. That's why they're saying that to do that. But
the guy would have said
what
no.
If the guy says no.
Well, okay, nothing I can do. I gotta.
It's basically like the guy's out. Like you're asking a question that like you don't have an option to say no to. Because if you say no, the person's gonna do it anyway.
Okay.
I don't know. I just thought it was a weird article.
All right.
I like bringing it up. So they're going to weigh you in and deal. You got to deal with your seat situation. The air travel's getting rough out there.
you're trying to bait me, and I'm not taking it, brother.
Can you imagine the scale like makes like a dinging noise or something, and they hand you one of those seatbelt extenders as you're walking onto the plane?
Oh boy, no. I'm not.
Sir, we're going to have to put you underneath with the luggage.
You're telling me, though, when you get there early and you're sitting with your wife on a plane and you got that one seat open, that you're not for a second going, please give me a smaller person?
Sometimes you get lucky and the plane's not even full. I had a couple of those on my way to the final four and back. They had open seats. It was amazing.
That ain't happening on any of those American Airlines Dallas.
Someone wants to know if the Dolphins are going to weigh you and Bo on your way out there.
Listen, we're kind of light on that plane.
Yeah,
if you
that's
know
actually
what I mean.
True. You would be some of the lighter guys on that plane, right?
That plane's full of guys in the 250 plus club. They're bigger and faster.
You still? Well, you had to trade
your
card in. You've been losing weight.
I got to tell you something else. That plane is so nice and so roomy for everybody upstairs and downstairs. It's the best way to fly. The Miami Dolphin way is a great way to fly. Hey, kind of like getting to Eric Reed in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us. We'll be back. Talk some Miami Heat basketball with the voice, TV voice, Eric Reed of the Miami Heat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.